For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Time to recognize our April A for Agriculture Award winner, brought to you by Albany A&W and the Chasm Radio Farm Department. Nominated by Sandy and Allison Willenberg, they nominate John Christian for this award. Sandy says her husband Dan and herself have been friends with John for a long time. He was even the best man in their wedding. When Dan passed away in December, John stepped in to help Bo with anything she needed around the farm, whether it be offering advice or offering support. And Sandy says he has been here doing whatever needed to be done in honor of his friend Dan. She says as she has seen time and time again the farming community step up, and she says as she never found that this has been more true than when John helping out herself and Allison. She says John is a shining example of the true spirit of someone in agriculture. John and his family farm south of Albany, and John talks about, well, being notified he was our A for Agriculture Award winner.
Yeah, it was a total shock, surprise, whatever. My wife conned me into coming in the house and listening to the radio with her. I said, well, I got it on out here. And she said, no, come to the house. So I came up to the house. I didn't know what was up. And she thought I'd figure it out, but I didn't.
You know, looking back at the time you met Dan, do you remember when you first met Dan? Was that grade school or when, John?
It'd be more junior high. I went to Holy Family in grade school, and he went to, you know, to public school. So in junior high is when we met. Just kind of, you know, there was a group that just kind of clicked together. We were all farm boys, I guess. Maybe that's what it was.
You had a crew back then, you know, knowing you through my brother Mike and stuff, you had a crew that stuck together for many years.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of about the same time I met your brother Mike, and, well, Andy Edel, he passed on in high school, but, you know, he was one of them from St. Anthony, and, yeah, until this day, that main crew, we still hang together yet. It's kind of a different deal maybe, but we still do an annual camping, four-wheeling, fishing trip thing, and it's been a long time, but a lot of fun every year.
And I suppose farming, too, is kind of an underlying thing you guys have in common that comes up in conversation a lot, I imagine.
Oh, yes, a lot. I mean, me and Dan talk pretty regularly. You know, he worked full-time plus farming, so you know, we'd be talking about different things, either as work-related or something to do on the farm afterwards, or, you know, just bouncing things around all the time. There's always something, you know. You got weather, anything that's driven by weather, there's always something to talk about.
Johnny, you mentioned farming. I think it's true with yourself and Dan. It's almost hard to explain to some people. It's almost in your DNA, isn't it?
Yes. It's got to be, because I mean, it's all I wanted to do, and Dan would have loved to have done it full-time, too, but he knew that the job was paid a lot of the bills, so, you know, I think he was happy with what he was doing all the time, but, no, I mean, he couldn't give it up. There were times he's like, I got so much to do when I get home, and then I got to get the crop in or feed the cattle, or he just don't give it up.
And Sandy and Allison, too, you better mention her name as well. They helped nominate you.
It's you Oh, yes. Sandy and Allison are very special. I mean, Allison's just a darling to be around. She's always smiling. I really like being around her. And she was definitely Dan's world. There was no doubt about that.
And both of them very appreciative of just the help you've done, too. And Sandy mentioned to me in her nomination, too. It's just reflective of our A community, and it's just kind of what you do in that scenario.
Yes. I mean, I didn't even think about it. It's just, I mean, I guess from day one, it's just whatever I can do, you know. I mean, Dan would have done it for me, and you don't even think about who would owe anybody anything, because I just do it. I'm not, you know, even this was kind of a little bit of a surprise, because I keep telling her she doesn't owe me nothing, you know. It's just what we do, and she knows it.
And it seems like in farming too, whether it's good friends or good neighbors, it kind of makes things go, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, you have to look out for each other. We're small in numbers, but large in the workload. So there's always something, whether it's help out with something on the farm or something personal. Sometimes it's just to talk with somebody. It goes a long ways to making a guy feel better sometimes.
I know sometimes we overlook it too, John, and with Dan passing and even a few others in our area here in the recent time too, it's a dangerous profession out there, isn't it, John?
It is. I mean, it's always in the back of your mind, you know, and then these are shocking reality checks when they happen. I had a close call a couple of years ago with my daughter, you know, and that still bothers me some days, but, you know, we turned out great. And I mean, you know, walked away, everything's fine, you know, and it doesn't always work that way, and it's a reality that it can happen, and, you know, whether it's Dan or some of the other ones, it's always tough, and it's tough on the families, that's for sure.
When it comes to farming, John, what's still your favorite part of farming? What makes you want to do it year after year?
You know, since I was a kid, anytime I got in the tractor, I was happy. It didn't really matter if I was working a field or planting or hauling a load of manure. Just driving tractor has always been the most favorite part. The bookwork, I don't care for it. I know me and Dan had conversations over the years, you know, he'd be out in the field, or we'd be just talking on the phone nowadays with these cell phones, you know, we can talk while we're working, and it was always, yeah, you know, something maybe ain't going right, but heck, you're out there driving the tractor, that's good.
It's a quality of life, you know, a lot of people define that many different ways. That's the quality for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of postcard images of farming. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of tough times and a lot of tough things to deal with. And at least when you're more of an independent family farm, you don't have somebody else around to, you know, push off the tough work onto, or you just got to get it done.
When you look back, John, final question, do you have a favorite memory yourself and Dan, whether it was back in school or more recent, are there times that stand out that you remember to this day and will always remember?
Yeah, there's a lot of them actually, but pick a favorite, I don't know. You know, we'd sit around a campfire, usually seemed like once a year we only got together, sometimes twice a year to do that. You know, and then we could just relax and just nothing bothered us. We just sat and talked. Those were probably the best times. Yeah, I mean, we pulled some fun when we were in high school and out of high school, but I don't think we ever hurt anybody or intentionally damaged anybody's stuff. We just had fun.
Some of those small things really stand out, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did our fun, but like I said, we always prided ourselves in not wrecking stuff or making people, you know, I don't know how you'd say it, a hardship on anybody else by our goofing off.
I may have been guilty of some of that too in my life, so.
I know your brother. I know all your brothers.
Not sure if the statute of limitations are over yet, so I might have to zip it on that, you know? I appreciate the few minutes and sharing your thoughts. You're very deserving of it. Just want to thank you for that. And I know Sandy and Allison are very thankful as well. So
I'm honored that I could help Sandy and Allison as much as I can. If there's anything I could do for Dan, I thought I just help take care of his family. That was his family. Sandy and Allison were his pride and joy. That was his biggest thing in life. Don't get me wrong, he liked his tractors, but his family was his biggest thing in life, and they meant the world to him, and if I can do anything to help ease their time, whatever, I'll be there. One final word is, I'd just like to say, hi, Allison, hi, Sandy, thank you very much.
John Christian of Albany, our A for Agriculture Award winner. Nominated by Sandy and Allison Willenberg, John will receive $50 in Albany A&W certificates and a world-famous Chasm Radio Farm Department hat. It's your A for Agriculture winner for Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill.